The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A comprehensive shake-up of the college entry process will allow students to go into a degree program without needing to worry about CAO points. It means that school leavers and others can start their degree studies in further education and then move into third level education beginning in 2023. I'm joined now by Simon Harris, Minister for Further and Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science. And Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, people listening say, what's the difference? Further education, you've done your first level, you've done your second level, secondary school. Anything you do further is a third level.
Well, it is, and that's exactly right. And of course, we have colleges of further education right across the country that provide excellent courses. But we also know, Pat, and you'll know this, that there are people who go to colleges of further education. They work really hard. They need to get a degree to get the profession that they want, their desires, their dreams. And sometimes they get stuck and they find that no matter how hard they work in further education, that they have to maybe go abroad or indeed start again to get a university education. So what we're doing today, I'm genuinely very excited about it, because what we're doing today is saying we're going to now co-design programs between further education and higher education, which, if you take nursing as an example, in the northwest of this country now, you'd be able to apply to, let's say, Galway Roscommon ETB, do 2 years of further education training as a nurse there, and then progress, subject to passing all the exams and the likes, then progress directly to the second half of a degree program in the Atlantic Technological University.
Now, so do you lose
this is
time?
A game changer.
Do you lose time in that, though? Do you spend longer getting your ultimate degree than you might have done if you managed to get the points to go straight into nursing?
No, you don't. Currently, you might. That's the problem. But under these new co-designed programs, you don't. So the idea here is we call it 2+2. Instead of doing the 4-year degree in the university, you do 2 years in further education and then 2 years in the university. And that's exactly the point. No time is lost. Every moment counts and every moment contributes towards the same qualification at the end. But what it does mean is that if there's a young man or young woman sitting in a school today, and I'm just using nursing as an example, there's many examples, but who knows that they'd make a great nurse, but perhaps doesn't do well in PEG, SAERS or whatever else in the Leaving Cert, not to make light of that, they don't have to give up their ambition of actually being a nurse. And we don't have to give up our ambition of training more nurses here in the country.
One of the problems would be, though, that the points which are declared by the CAO for any particular course depend on the availability of places. The more places there are, the lower the points. So PEG, SAERS or not, if there was loads of scope for nursing places, anyone who wanted to would get in. So suddenly you've passed all your ETB exams in the first year and second year of your further education course, and you want to go into your third year in a university or a higher or a third level institution. Where are they going to find the space for all these people?
Now, that's an important point. So these courses will be co-designed from the start. So they will be additional places created in university. But instead of going through the general CAO population, they will be through the further education system. So this is additional places. Every year we grow the number of places in universities. Every year we grow the number of places in many of the professional degree courses too. But what we're doing is generally allocating all of them to directly the points system. What we're saying now is actually some of the additionality will go into these new co-design programs. And I should say, we need to resist the temptation to talk about students as though they're all school leavers. There could well be somebody listening to this program who could be 40 or 50 years of age, who could have taken 15, 20 years out of the workforce to raise a family or care for a relative. And now they feel it's my time to go back and get a qualification. But they can't necessarily pack their bags and do a 4-year degree in a university. But being able to go to the local college of further education opens up real possibilities for them.
Now, the ETBs, the Education and Training Boards, they run these further education courses. What about the points requirement for them?
So there isn't a points requirement, is the long and the short of it. Today, you get into further education and training through an application. You apply, you can apply online, and then you're generally interviewed, and people who are experts in the areas of the study assess you for your suitability. It is very important to say that anyone who gets into this degree program through this route will still have to meet the same rigorous standards, still have to pass the same exams and assessments as somebody who goes through the traditional route, but you won't simply be defined for your suitability for the course based on the number of points you've gotten, but rather on an overall assessment interview process.
Are you piloting this, or is it open season and all third level institutions will be involved?
I hate the word piloting because sometimes I think the government has more pilots than Ryanair. We're starting with phase one. So we're launching 13 courses from September. And there's a number of universities and institutes across the country involved: UCC, Atlantic Technological University, Munster Technological University, Southeast Technological University, IADT, Technological University of the Shannon, and many ETBs. This is phase one. We're making an investment of 2 million. These courses will come on stream from September. But today we're also establishing a national tertiary office, which will work now to develop more programs and more pathways. So short answer is it's phase one, but with more phases to come.
Now, what about those places? I'm told here on my text screen by one listener that Inchicore College has a course for nurses. I mean, do those colleges of further education actually have courses that go all the way to completion in nursing, say, at the moment? And what happens to those nurses, and how do they compare with the ones who've come through university?
So there's some brilliant examples at a local level of links already between colleges of further education and universities, but they tend to be local arrangements, and they tend to not, or not that they tend to not, they do not result in a guaranteed admission to a university. So every year I go to colleges of further education, meet incredible students who've done very well in their post-leaving cert courses. A small number of them may then get accepted into university to complete the degree. The difference here is it's a co-designed program from day one. Mm. So you know, signing up from day one, if I get through my 2 years in further ed, if I excel in the exams, I am guaranteed, I'm not in a lotto, I am guaranteed then to do the next 2 years in university. So you're signing up from day one for the 4 years, not this awful cliff edge where I meet incredible students, some get into the university and some don't, and say, well, what do I do next? Some have to go abroad to study, and it's really not an acceptable situation at all. So that's the main difference.
I love the apprenticeship programs. Well done. We don't like, for example, having to have 555 points in UCD to do a BCom. Why are there more international students paying high fees and taking our kids' college places? It's really hugely disappointing. Please mind our kids. They stress looking for these high points. That's from Jean. Another one, what about apprenticeships rather than impractical degrees? A relevant question, will courses taken recently be retrospectively allowed in this program? My partner did a foundation program in SLT. Another one, early learning degree. My wife has gained and is working with autistic children. She needs a teaching number for some reason, which she can hold for 3 years, but then she'll basically need a PME at a cost of 15 grand to hold on to the same. But she is not or will never be a teacher in the more traditional setting. Can the minister look at that? A number of points.
Yeah, so look, a couple of things. Firstly, I agree with Jean very much about the pressure on young people, and that's my overriding motive. I mean, that is genuinely what makes me get out of bed in the morning when I see the stress and strain and mental health pressures and well-being pressures put on young people. And this is an effort to create an alternative pathway alongside the CAO system. Obviously, international students are a feature of our education system. Irish students benefit from being features of education systems as well. We all benefit from Erasmus programs and the likes too. And we do live in a country with probably the highest amount of participation in higher education in the European Union, certainly up and around there. On the apprenticeship model, I mean, we're really, really pushing the apprenticeship programs because we need more people working in the trades. But there will always be people who will wish to pursue a profession that will require a degree. And I don't want their ambition or their dream or their passion capped. On the PME, I mean, that is set, I know, by the teaching Department of Education teaching, but I'll have a look at the issue raised by the listener there.
Yeah, it does seem like a huge barrier.
Costs shouldn't be a barrier.
Do the job, but then to get, if you like, the permit, has to pay 15 grand to continue doing the job that she was doing. Anyway, Minister, very interesting stuff. We'll see how it all pans out. But thank you very much for joining us. Simon Harris, Minister for Further and Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.